London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to a nation that's been a focus, often a negative one, in his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda in his meeting with the president of China, Xi Jinping. But so will North Korea. Officials at the White House say the president intends to press China to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The president and First Lady Melania Trump started their visit to the Chinese capital with a stop at Beijing's Forbidden City. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, the president will also press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a, quote, more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. The Trump administration announced it is implementing changes that will, quote, channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island will now have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. Trump first announced his Cuba policy on June 16th, but the Treasury Department is exempting trips that were booked before then. The new rules take effect Thursday. They're a partial rollback of President Obama's restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. This is VOA News. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's First Lady after President Mugabe praised her at a rally Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
At a rally in Harare, President Robert Mugabe praised his wife and went on the offensive against the vice president he fired earlier this week. He says, "We should uphold the root of the party. We despise those that abandon the party in the afternoon, and when it is evening, they go against the party. We despise that. It does not matter even if you were very close with the president. It does not matter if the president called you to the party and put you close to him and walked with you through the journey." As the president spoke, people held up banners showing support for First Lady Grace Mugabe. Already, state-controlled media, which is loyal to the longtime president, has reported that two provinces have already chosen to back Mrs. Mugabe to be the new vice president. The ruling ZANU-PF party will make the official decision at a party conference in mid-December.